7 nights a week.
Yeah.
Available.
Very big space, isn't it?
It's an amazing space for what we need it for, which is why we can take men and women.
I mean, we always say that we're a charity. We've been here for over 10 years, sadly. We always add that bit because we'd love it if we had to close our doors and not be here anymore because there was no need. You know, we're saddened that we've had to be here for this long. We're saddened that we have to have this pilot night project happen. We'd love it on this island if we could come together and try and solve some of these issues, you know.
This side is kind of going to be more dormitory style for men.
Yeah.
And then if we have any women staying, which we have had a few since we've opened, this side we clear a bit more space, and then we only really have one woman at a time.
So I'm Erica Irwin, and I'm the drop-in facilitator. So I manage the drop-in centre at Gry and also the night shelter.
Not comfortable living. It is an emergency.
When was it decided that this was needed?
It's through various conversations that we've had with you know, myself and my colleagues, and other sort of charities like Housing Matters and other statutory organisations, kind of realising that we don't really know the depth of what the issue is of the homeless side of things on the Isle of Man. We can take a rough guess, but we really didn't actually know. So we had a feeling, actually, that something like this was needed. It came about because the shelter that we were kind of trying to do through the use of our volunteers and everything, a bit more ad hoc, we weren't able to keep up with the demand there. So we knew that there was a heavier demand than what we were able to cater for, but we didn't really know the extent of what it was.
Just to get you out of the elements, a safe space to put your head at night, but it's not a permanent solution.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has to be out by half.
And are we still seeing instances on the Isle of Man where people are sleeping rough?
Yeah, so there's a lot of people on the island wouldn't believe that homelessness is an issue on the island, because it's not in our faces like it would be across. You'd see lots of people rough sleeping. There are people who do rough sleep on the island, whether that's like sleeping in their cars or in a tent. There have been more and more sightings. I've had phone calls throughout this last year of people having spotted people who may be rough sleeping out and about, but sort of in hidden quiet corners. We're hoping that with the night shelter that those who do need it, the most vulnerable, really do hear about us. We've already had the police and the hospital linking in, bringing people in who've needed us. You know, so we're really hoping that the services do get behind our night shelter, which they're already showing that they are. And hopefully we're lessening the stress on them as well of not knowing what to do with individuals who need somewhere.
And obviously this is a pilot programme, and of course it needs staffing. What's sort of feedback been like from the staff in terms of working here and sort of the role it's now playing in Manx society in 2019?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we took on 4 new members of staff, and the staff are great and they're so excited about this project. I mean, it's pioneer work, isn't it, really? It's the first time that anything like this has happened on the Isle of Man. So I think they're really excited to be a part of that. So people who use our night shelter, we encourage them. They all have a choice, but we encourage them to link in with myself or Michael, my colleague, so that we can work with them to try and link them into the support networks that they need and just try and help them to move forward with their situation. You know, we don't want to create a dependency on us so that people can't move on because they just need us all the time. No matter who they are when they come in through the doors at the drop-in, I relate to people on their level and find out where they're at, what their issues are, and then I try and encourage them to always try and be moving forward rather than just sitting still.